Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Okay, here we go. Big Al's going to tell a little story first, and then after he tells a story, which is kind of interesting, we're going to talk with Jimmy about four issues that he's been researching for the last 24 hours. We've talked a little bit off mic about those issues, and the only comment that I can make is, wow, we got a good guy who's heading up this political aspect of this show. First of all, the government keeps telling us we have to have more boosters and we have to have more boosters. Everybody in my neighborhood, a very large amount of people, even though they've had the boosters, are coming down with a new form of COVID. It is almost like the common cold out here. Everybody has got it. Now, what I find to be interesting about that is that the more boosters that you take, the lower your level of immunity. Is that part of a plan? You really have to wonder about that. It's really diabolical if it is. Jimmy, stressing the fact that people get more and more boosters, more and more immunizations, etc., etc., Fauci knows as a doctor that that is lowering their immune levels, lowering the strength of their immune levels. What's going on, Jim? It's kind of scary to me.
Well, Fauci's been proven yesterday in interviews with the Senate, and of course, Rand Paul called him out again on some of the emails he had to cover up the fact that it was created in a Wuhan lab, or highly probable that it was created in a Wuhan lab. And what that means is that they're willing to cover anything up for their relationship with both China and the pharmaceutical companies. So the longer people need boosters, the more money the pharmaceutical companies are going to make. And not to mention the fact that politically this was an opportunity to change the direction of the world by this vaccine response and this COVID lockdown. So my concern is that, yeah, there is maybe a lot more to it, a lot of bad decisions, but on top of that, some bad people that are directing some of these policies with boosters and vaccinations. And there is a huge risk to people, and they don't realize it because of the fraudulent information out there.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, actually. It's very, very thought-provoking to me. Jimmy, you had four items you wanted to talk about. Let's talk about Fauci first.
Yeah, so yesterday some of his peers were in front of the Senate. Rachel Walensky, the CDC director, in front of the Senate Oversight Committee. And Rand Paul basically called Fauci out again. He dropped some emails that showed that both Francis Collins, the director of the NIH, or the former director of NIH, he just resigned, and Anthony Fauci had called together a bunch of experts, and a bunch of experts as far back as February of 2020 identified the fact that it was very unusual formation for this virus and that it was likely came from a lab and probably the Wuhan lab. They covered that information up. They actually went out of their way to discredit people that were looking at other alternatives of where it came from and how to manage the virus in a more effective way. Professors from Harvard, professors from Stanford, very, very well-respected immunologists. And that, to me, is, you know, and Anthony Fauci's response is, you're just trying to smear me and you're making me look bad and my family's being threatened. I think that Anthony Fauci and a large number of people institutionally inside NIAID and as well the National Institute of Health and CDC have been trying to cover up mistakes they made by doing research in that lab that was beyond congressional approval and actually turned down by the Pentagon. So that in itself puts, I think, Fauci at significant risk over time, and let's hope and pray that with a new administration, or at least a new Congress, that we can get to the bottom of some of this and to take away some of the fear. You're talking about COVID. You're talking about the Omicron variant. How do they really identify the Omicron variant when they actually, it's only popped up within the last less than 2 months in South Africa and around the world? They haven't changed new testing mechanisms. It's very difficult. So, you know, there's a lot of misinformation, a lot of lies, and a lot of confusion coming out of the U.S. administration, as well as the pharmaceutical industry, that want to perpetuate their objectives. And Fauci was definitely on the hot seat yesterday.
Yeah, well, we've got a very interesting situation going on down here. I'm not sure why the fact that immune levels are being lowered by more and more and more and more boosters isn't something that the public is being made really clearly aware of. You got an opinion on what I just said, Jim?
Yeah, I think the media is afraid to report on such things because they've been intimidated by some of these specialists in the past, and the administration is definitely trying not to cover up mistakes.
Yeah.
And of course, the pharmaceutical companies have been indemnified, so they're not facing repercussions for the damage they're doing. I think this is a dastardly dangerous event. I will give, the unfortunate reality is the Trump administration allowed these bureaucrats to continue down this cycle, thinking that they were doing a wonderful thing by creating the vaccines in a very rapid period of time, because people were lying and saying this could work. They were doing a experiment on the entire world's population, and it's turning out to be bad, and now they're trying to cover their behinds up.
So, boy, if that isn't pretty scary, I don't know what is. Jim, you had three other topics you wanted to discuss. You're on, bud.
Yeah, so one of them actually was this Fauci incident yesterday. So we've covered that. The second, the other one that I wanted to talk about was the inflation numbers.
Oh, they're astronomical.
Yeah, we're talking 40 years since we've seen these type, 1982, since we've seen that these type of inflation numbers. And these were coming out of the incredibly bad Carter years. And then when Reagan took over and as the economy started to take off, you saw inflation out there. You saw the, 10, 12, 14, 16, even 18% interest rates at some period of time. We know the Fed's going to be pushing interest rates up in this next March meeting. You know that the economy is facing significant problems with labor shortages, supply chain issues, energy prices are skyrocketing, and of course some of these factors for inflation are not, they're not even using energy because they've changed that dynamic because it was so, it fluctuated so much in the past.
Yep.
They didn't use those numbers, but now we're seeing the impacts, and I think it bodes very poorly for the Biden administration as well as the nation and individuals, especially at the lower income levels. This is going to be very, very damaging.
Well, there's no question about that. So basically what we can say is I just want to give a summary here. Number one, you were talking about Fauci. Fauci's in trouble right now. This virus, the COVID, is getting to be more and more of a negative impact on our economy. Negative impact, I don't want to say so much. It is a negative impact on the economy, but it's also a very negative impact on our society. The inflation, I remember 1982. Kath and I bought our second house in 1982. We paid 14% on that particular note. 14%. And then as the inflation began to subside, the note was rewritten thanks to my insistence on that. What else, Jim?
So the other hearing yesterday, I think, was a very, very important one, probably one of the most important one in the history of the United States, underneath Department of Justice and FBI representatives, assistant directors, were in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Ted Cruz and a number of people absolutely thrashed the DOJ and FBI on the January 6th cover-up. Basically, the FBI and the DOJ would not admit whether or not they had FBI agents or informants that actually were involved in the January 6th protests, and whether or not they were involved in actually inciting some of the violence in order to create conditions that would undermine the sitting president, but also damage the Republican Party.
Yep.
And it looks to me, when you hear Andrew McCabe's comments about the former deputy director of the FBI saying publicly this week that the FBI and DOJ should start targeting conservatives and actually use law enforcement to silence them, there is something very wrong very, very wrong in the DOJ right now, and the Biden administration allow this continue. Merrick Garland is becoming a very corrupt authoritarian law enforcement figure.
I'm not sure where else you're hearing this in terms of media, but you certainly are hearing it here. Jimmy, thank you so much for opining on these three issues. We certainly appreciate it. Anything else you want to talk about?
The last thing I wanted to very briefly mention was Joe Biden yesterday in Atlanta giving a speech on voter reform, the voter reform bill, and that he would be willing and wants to actively push away the take away the filibuster in the Senate in order to protect democracy. What a fabricated lie. And I can't believe they continue to argue down these roads and to give information that is absolutely false and contradictory to their own, to the Democrats' own statements as short as a year ago on protecting the filibuster and the needs for our democracy in order to balance. They are attempting to take over the process in the Senate in order to protect their basically corrupt voting practices, force states out of controlling, federalizing voting rights, taking away voter ID requirements, allowing for mail-in voting, allowing for 3 weeks worth of voting, and allowing for vote harvesting. That is probably the most corrupt and dangerous precedent set in American history. And the fact that the administration and many Democrats in leadership are willing to do that at this point in his very failed administration shows how desperate they are and what the likelihood of them surviving is. They are failing, and they will not get it through. They won't get the filibuster out, and they will not survive, I believe, much longer. And if they do, it bodes very poorly for the future of America.
Well, the future of America right now, when you look at COVID, when you look at inflation, when you look at what's going on in terms of the Progressive Party, the future of America certainly right now, I don't want to say it's questionable, but I have to say it has to be improved. Jimmy, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get some comments. I'll be commenting on everything that I can comment on. I certainly appreciate all of your comments, and Jimmy's getting more and more active on the blog. Jim, thanks so much, bud.
You bet, Alan. I really hope you get better, and everybody out there, just, take care of yourselves and be wise and smart.